Okay.
You guys are bringing your friends with you?
Yeah.
I thought you pooped like public.
Welcome to the City of Ocean City Regular Zoning Board Meeting, October 28th, 2020. This meeting has been advertised pursuant to PL Chapter 231, also known as the Open Public Meeting Act. Please stand for the flag, please. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, Mr. Buck?
Here.
Mr. DeMarco? Mr. Geary?
Here.
Mr. Idell?
Here.
Mr. Loeb?
Here.
Mr. Micali?
Here.
Mr. Price?
Here.
Mr. Petrici?
Here.
Mr. Woodall?
Here.
I turn the meeting over to the chair, Mr. Buck.
Good evening, everybody. We'll start with ZBA 20-015. Before we start the case, I'll remind everybody that prior applications have no basis on this application. Every application is supposed to stand on its own merit. Tyler, if you would.
Mr. Chair, for clarification, is this the application for 337 West Avenue? I'll have an agenda in front of me.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much, and thank the board for coming out tonight, 2 weeks in a row. For the record, you've been Tyler here on behalf of the applicants. The application is Diamante Homes, LLC. That entity is a contract purchaser of 337 West Avenue, which is known as Lot 7 and Lot 308. Property is an interior lot measuring 30 feet by 90 feet, located in the MD zone. The applicant is seeking use variance to construct a new two-family residential dwelling that will conform with all bulk standards of the zone. A use variance is required because although residential uses are permitted in the MD zone, it must be located above a commercial use on the first floor. However, up to two residential dwellings are permitted above a commercial unit in the zone. The standards for determining whether the use variance is appropriate is whether the use would serve the general welfare because the site is particularly suited for the proposed use, which is the positive criteria, and whether the variance can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good, without substantially impairing the intent, purpose of the zoning plan and zoning ordinance, which is the negative criteria. As assessment of the evidence will show, the majority of the block on the east side of West Avenue consists of primarily residential uses, with the majority of those residential uses being two-family dwellings. If approved, the resulting two-family dwelling being conforming in continuity with the remainder of the block. The proposed dwelling will provide a significant aesthetic improvement to the neighborhood and promote general welfare by removing a dilapidated building and replacing it with a new, harmonious, fully conforming two-family dwelling. This will provide a level of uniformity and maintain the character of the neighborhood. As a result, the property is particularly suited for the proposed use of grand events will serve the general welfare. Regarding the negative criteria, the application presents no detriment to any benefits that I just described to the public good. Grand events will not impair the intent or purpose of the zoning plan and zoning ordinance in light of the fact that residential uses are permitted in the zone and presently exist on most of the block. Applicant's first witness is Andrew Bechtold.
You both swear to tell the truth?
Yeah, I do.
Thank you. Mr. Bechtold, can you provide the board with an overview of the application?
Yes. My client proposes to remove the existing structure and construct a three-bedroom, two-bath, two-family dwelling on the current lot. I do want to make a clarification before we get too far in. The impervious coverage proposed is actually 1,836 square feet, or 68%, and the rear yard setback is actually 20 foot 6 inches. So right currently, yeah, this is 22 and a half. It's actually 20 and a half is what's proposed. And the impervious, again, has been reduced quite a bit, and that is what is accurate, and that's what's shown on the site plan, is 1,836 square feet.
Mr. Bechtold, we need one variance tonight, and that's a use variance, is that correct?
That is correct.
And this is the only variance we requested to apply?
Yes.
Right. And residential uses are permitted in the ND zone, however, they need to be above a commercial use, is that correct?
Yes.
All right. And you could have two residential units above a commercial space on certain lots in the zone, is that correct?
Yes, you could.
Okay. Let's discuss the surrounding block statistics. There are numerous other two-family residential dwellings on the east side of the block?
Yes, there are actually eight two-family homes on this side, eight of the 16 lots that are currently there, one of which is actually vacant. So you could say eight of the 15 that actually have a building on them are two-family buildings.
Okay, and that side of the block is predominantly residential?
It is. Again, 10 of the 16 lots, again, one of them being vacant, so 10 of the 15 lots that have a house on them. Two-thirds of the block is residential.
Okay. And across the street, is that primarily residential as well?
It is primarily residential.
That was the old Wawa that was converted to two-family
two-unit dwellings?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, and behind our property, even though that's in a different zone, on the 300 block of Asbury Avenue, those are all two-family dwellings?
Yes, they are.
Both sides of the street?
Yes.
Okay, therefore, would it be your testimony that the property is particularly suited for the use that's proposed?
Yes, it is the dominant use on that half of block.
Okay, will the construction of a two-family dwelling preserve the present character of the neighborhood?
Yes, in fact, directly to the north is a two-family home, roughly the same size and shape of what we're proposing.
Okay, and this would be a benefit to the public good?
Yes, we're gonna build, you know, we're gonna remove the bunker building that's there, and we're gonna build up, create some space underneath for flood. We're gonna create better setbacks, we're gonna create better impervious coverage, which I know is a very big issue, less building coverage. It's a win-win for everybody, and the building's still one story less than it could be. It could be up to three stories, or only two stories here.
All right, and when we talk about the public good, as my last question, specifically, we're talking about the surrounding property owners and neighbors, correct?
That is correct.
And it's your understanding that the neighbors all support this type of dwelling in this neighborhood, correct?
I would believe so, yes. The major issue that I know that many neighbors have an issue with other projects before has been the mandate that you have to have ventilation for a cooking facility, and that number drives the neighbors crazy because they don't want the dumpster with the food, and they don't want to smell the french fries or whatever the heck is cooking there in this particular area.
But it's also your understanding that the neighbors, and the majority of the neighborhood, does not want commercial in this block?
That is correct.
Okay. In your professional opinion, is the positive criteria satisfied so that the variance may be granted?
Yes, it is.
All right, you already mentioned we're preserving the character of the neighborhood. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right, and you also already mentioned, but it's worth reiterating, the bulk standards that we're proposing are well below the maximum with this building. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, the height is much lower?
Much, much lower.
Okay, building coverage is much less?
Yes, it is.
Impervious coverage is much less?
Much less.
All right. Will there be a substantial detriment to the public good by granting this application?
No.
That would be a benefit to the public good, the neighbors, correct?
I believe it'll be more harmonious with the neighborhood, especially with the buildings directly to the north.
Okay. Will there be substantial impairment to the intent and purpose of the zoning plan and zoning ordinance?
No.
Okay, and this is especially so in light of the fact that residential uses are in fact permitted in this zone?
Yes, they are.
Okay. Those are all the questions I have for Mr. Bechtold at this time.
Thank you. I'm gonna turn it over. Any questions for the applicant?
Yeah, I just have a question of the tree. It's on the west, not up to the power line, but I know you have one of your plans. Is the tree allowed on that side of the west?
We may have to push that behind the sidewalk.
It's not a big deal, I believe, guys. Somehow it's not allowed on the west.
Yes.
Yes, there are one on the left side. We put behind the sidewalk towards the right.
If it's right.
All
right, I'm going to turn it over to Mr. McBeth.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My report is dated September 24th. As indicated, they are here seeking a D variance to add the two residential units. The D variance is required for the construction of a two-family structure in the neighborhood zone as per section 204.4.2. Residential unit is allowed as a conditional use within the zone to section 2.5. All the application proposes to occupy the first floor with a residential use and includes more than one residential unit on a lot less than 4,000 square foot. Based on footnote 10, the lot area actually is allowed to be 2,700 square feet. Number three is the lot depth is required to be 90 feet as per our ordinance. One street tree is provided. And is also required. There are existing street trees that are between the curb and the sidewalk, but if it's more suited to be behind the sidewalk, that's also acceptable as well. The existing concrete sidewalk along West Avenue is proposed to be replaced. And of course, that is a county road, so any improvements will have to be.
This isn't county.
Isn't that section of West Avenue?
No.
No?
Bay Avenue, and then West is like at 50th Street. It turns into county, but it's all bay.
Okay, well, if that's the case, then the bottom will have to be with for the improvements.
Yeah.
Of course, any outside agency approvals and any revisions, including the discussion for the rear setback and the impervious lot coverage tonight.
Is it?
That's it, Mr. Chairman.
Can I request, though, as a condition of approval, if this is approved, service availability letters are provided from all utilities?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Yes.
Board, have any questions for Mr. McVeigh? Seeing none. All open to the public, seeing none, we'll close it. Board, have any questions for the applicant at this time? Summary?
Applicant rest.
Mr. Stein?
Thank you. This is the application of Diamante Homes LLC, represented by Avery Tyler Esquire, and who will testify on behalf of the applicant. The applicant is known as the subject property is known as 337 West Avenue, also known as Block 308, Lot 7. The applicant is proposing to demolish existing commercial structure, construct a two-family structure. As a result, the property is located in neighborhood business zone, which permits residential, and permits two residentials, but must be above commercial. The applicant is proposing to put two residentials in a duplex without the use of a commercial on the grade level. As a result, the applicant requires a variance. The applicant provided testimony that the subject, or the proposed use is particularly suited in that eight of the properties that are developed on the half block are in fact duplex, ten of the 15 are residential in nature. Further, the building to the north, immediately to the north is a duplex. Across the street, the old Wawa area is a duplex. Behind on both sides is a duplex. In essence, the applicant provided testimony that the predominant use in not just this half block or this block, but in the whole surrounding neighborhood is duplex in use. For that reason, the applicant indicated two things. One, it's particularly suited for duplex. And two, that it would not be a substantial detriment to the zone plan master plan in light of the consistency of the proposed duplex to the area. For those reasons, the applicant opined that the variance would be granted. It approved the standard conditions to apply, but in addition, the applicant shall provide service availability letters per the secretary's comments. Do I need a motion?
Motion, Bob.
Second.
Good with that? Mr. Adele?
Yes.
Mr. Price?
No.
Mr. Patrizzi?
No.
Mr. Geary?
No.
Mr. Lou?
Yes.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Buck?
No.
Motion?
Three affirmative, four no. Denied.
Four no?
Four no.
Can you give me that roll call again, please, sir?
Mr. Adele, yes. Mr. Price, no. Mr. Patrizzi, no. Mr. Geary, no. Mr. Logue, yes. Mr. Waddell, yes. Mr. Buck, no.
You count them right? I'm just debating what I want to do here. I think the applicant's going to request postponement on the second application.
Without date? With or without date?
What's that?
With or without date?
Without date. Well, can we set it up where the notice is given for the next available meeting, and if it does not hurt, I'll read it. I mean, I'd like to.
You can do that, sir. Yeah. If there's available space.
The 18th is full, and anybody has a meeting schedule for December? I think it's the 16th. I'm not sure. December 16th would be the first available.
Okay. November's fully booked.
I mean.
That was a rhetorical question.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're on. Postponed December 16th?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Wait.
And this is for the members of the public. If you're here on this application, the matter has been 3084, also known as 349 West Avenue, has been postponed. For December 16th, there will be no further notice. Will be heard then.
Motion adjourned.
Motion.
Yes.
We got it all? Want me to? Okay. Like it.